News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The HSE drug testing programme is returning to Electric Picnic this year after screening last year discovered high-strength MDMA pills. Nikki Killeen is the project manager on the Emerging Drug Trend programmes, joins us now. Nikki, just can you start by reminding us how the testing will actually work?
Yeah, good morning and thanks for having me. So we're running our fourth year of the HSE Safer Nightlife programme. And really, it's the first harm reduction programme in Ireland where we've targeted other user groups that wouldn't traditionally come into the doors of our HSE services. So we usually deal with dependent populations and people using certain drugs. So this project is really tailored to the needs of the new landscape, the new people we see using drugs across society who are at risk and generally have very limited drug education or awareness. So we have outreach teams. We rely on volunteers who give up their time. They're really passionate about this project and we'll be out and about at Electric Picnic this weekend across the Hendricks campsite and the main arena. And really, we're there to chat to people before they use. So we want to prevent harm. We want to prevent people ending up in welfare. We want to prevent people ending up in the medical tent. So we'll be there. We'll have a range of resources. We're briefed on how to help people reduce harm. So the information they need to know, we'll give them a tailored intervention. And for people who wish to submit substances, we have a safe space in our two tents and the medical arena tents where people can come and surrender drugs, which will be moved to the on-site lab, which is the HSE's lab, the Emerging Drug Trends Lab.
So somebody comes in, they put their drugs anonymously in an amnesty bill, they're tested. And what happens then? Like if you were to find that that these drugs were a bad batch, for example, what do you do with that information?
Yes. So importantly, it's really important to know this is a safe and non-monitored space. It's confidential, but we will ask people some questions and these questions are really important. So we want to know what the drug was sold as. So if we find something in the substance that it shouldn't be there, that's really important for us. Where they got it so we can link it back if it is potentially dangerous to other areas or other people. And I suppose if it's linked with medical emergencies and what happens. So we do get quite a lot of people who come to us after becoming unwell and they'll surrender the substances in the surrender bin. So when the substance is put into the bin, it is in the possession of the HSE. It's moved and we're looking for certain things. So we want to see if it's missold, if it's something else that shouldn't be there, if there's new psychoactive substances. So that is a current concern at the moment. Yeah. And if the substance is extremely high strength, so less adulteration.
To cut to the chase though, what do you do if it is any of those things?
So we have a system where it's yellow, amber or red alert. So what we do is we work with the festival organisers, the medics, the Gardaí and the HSE to look at what we need to communicate. If there is something concerning, that goes on the screens and it goes on the app and it goes on social media. People will come back to us and we will discuss the general trends from the day. So we'll say, this is what we're seeing today.
Just to clarify, because I'm slightly confused. It goes out as a general alert. The person doesn't hang around. You don't say to Joe or Mary, that stuff you have there isn't great. It goes out as a general alert. There is a bad batch. Be very careful. That's basically it, is it?
So it's a general alert. So we will communicate on what we're seeing through the day, but people will come back to the tent and we'll help them reduce harm as best as possible. So we follow a model very similar to Back of House in the UK, where they give the overall results for the day. So you can say, what we're seeing today is X, Y, and Z. The MDMA is ranging and we can let them know if an alert is pending. So an alert, you know, if something is concerning, will not only help that person, but other people with that drug. And that's really important.
Am I right in saying in the UK, they go even further, that they actually there and then you can test your drugs and then they're given the kind of all clear while you're waiting?
There's different models and we did explore these with a working group and we looked at the pros and cons of each approach. For the moment, the Back of House was selected, but actually in the UK with the Home Office licence, they're doing Back of House through amnesty bins as well. So they're doing a very similar model as us. Okay. They often have a once a month service where they do give results back, but there is a combination and generally countries will start with the Back of House to get some experience and to create a relationship with the public as well, because this is a very new project for us in Ireland.
Okay, I suppose the argument might be if you go further than that, that you're kind of giving the green light to people to take drugs and that there's obviously issues surrounding that.
I think it's something we'll be looking at in the next drug strategy and we did review in our report to look at the pros and cons of every approach and to see what model is applicable for each setting.
Okay, listen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Nikki Killeen, their project manager on emerging drug trend programs about that initiative in Electric Picnic. It sounds eminently sensible.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.